You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In Portland, Oregon, a radio station has debuted their first artificial intelligence radio host. It's based on one of their disc jockeys there named Ashley, and they call this AI Ashley.
Okay.
It's got her voice. They cloned her voice for it. And
creepy.
It'll play songs for people. It'll take phone calls. It can read the news.
I don't like it.
A radio station is saying, oh, it won't be stealing anyone's job. Well, then what's the point of it?
Sure,
if it can
eventually
do everything Ashley can do, then why do you need both?
I feel bad if this thing goes off the rails as Ashley and starts spouting off horrible, nasty things.
Why would it do that? It's cloned on her.
It might go out there and learn from other on-air personalities and say horrible things.
They say when AI Ashley is on the air, the real Ashley will be out doing community outreach.
Sure, she
right
will. She's at the gym.
Whatever.
In bed. That's where I would be.
So, huh. I don't know. It's,
well, that's kind of cool. I mean, speaking of that, I mean, I guess I could sleep in a couple more hours if we put AI Jeremy on through, like, the trending report, and I roll in at 7 instead of 4-something now.
I want that part of my next contract anyway.
Yeah, with the first 2 hours are AI, and then we'll hop in.
I'm just going to work from 7 to 9, I think, and then we'll have AI Dom and Jeremy.
I like that. Let's make it happen. They can talk about trending things.
Yes, we can talk about trending things. Along those lines, there's a chatbot version of Jesus Christ. It's called Ask Jesus. Streaming now on Twitch. It okay answers questions as JC.
Really?
On dating, relationships, morals.
Really?
But it also will give tips for, like, video games.
You're right. Like baking and stuff.
You get a pipeline to Jesus and you start asking Jesus about video games.
How do I make my cake rise, Jesus?
Man, oh man. Well, you know, there's the whole, you know, little wristband thing, the WWJD.
That's right.
What would Jesus do? He would put in a little bit more baking soda.
Right. A cup of flour for a high altitude, right?
Yeah. So that's where we are.
Okay, that's cool.
That's where we are with that. What else is going on? You want to sound smarter when you're at a cocktail party or a happy hour or something? Making small talk. And look, I was just writing about this the other day again, how I suck so bad at small talk in big group situations. When we go out and do our happy hour things together, I can do okay one-on-one. If it becomes a group thing, I'm not going to be very good. I suck at small talk. Jeremy, you're great at small talk. I'm not good at it. But there's a little trick, they say, that you can make it so you seem smarter, at least, during these times when you're having to make happy
you're
talk.
You're struggling.
They say and this is a university study, including out of Harvard, don't you know? The trick, and this really what it is a trick, to make people think you're smarter is by asking them for advice.
Okay.
Because they say we are so ego-driven that if somebody is talking to us and brings up something and immediately asks for your advice, our little pea brains are like, oh, this person must be really smart because they have deemed that I am wise enough to know how to solve their problem.
I like this a lot. You know, I've really started to adopt the what do you do, and then with the follow-ups and just continually asking the other person
questions
to carry the conversation. I've adopted that recently, and I love it. It works. It works so good.
Yeah, it helps. And
I like this advice thing, you know.
It pretty much sounds like our show, right? We get callers on the phone. We quiz them. What do you do? What are you doing this weekend? What was your highlight of your week? You find out about them.
And it truly carries for 30 minutes, you know?
Right.
I like
that. So instead of just spouting off all, you know, everything that you know and your accomplishments, they say ask people some relevant questions and ask for their advice.
I love it.
All right. And the last thing I've got is so ridiculous, but it's a list of the most memorable Star Wars quotes. Where's Jonathan Thornton right now, our Star Wars expert? Jonathan is our Star Wars expert.
He's a super fan.
No surprise, they say the most memorable quote of all time from Star Wars, may the Force be with you, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
How about Luke, I'm your father?
I am your father. No, I am your father.
I'm your father.
Number 5. I thought number one, though, should be I love you, I know.
Papa, give me the top five.
That was number four. Well, may the force be with you. And then also, another one of the lines that has been in every movie since the very first one is, I have a bad feeling about this. Isn't that when they're in the trash compactor in the first movie? Is that when they say it? Does Han Solo? I don't know.
Hold on, I gotta look it up. I gotta look it up.
I have a bad feeling about this.
No, that's when they're going to the space station.
Oh, really? Okay. I would have a bad feeling about the trash compactor.
I got my dad switching to Harrison Ford movies. I got my dad Indiana Jones tickets for Father's Day.
Did you go on Father's Day?
No, it's not out till the 30th.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, I see. So you bought the tickets. You're taking them, right?
I'm taking them. Oh, super excited.
That's a good Father's Day gift.
I know.
Number three on the list is Hello There. Why is that ahead of some of these others?
What was that from?
That was from A New Hope, the first one, and also from Revenge of the Sith.
The fifth.
Then there's the I Love You, I Know. Then there's No, I Am Your Father. And then number six, Do or Not. Do or Do Not. There is no try.
Say it as Yoda.
You did. Do or Do Not. You
do
say.
Or Do Not. There is no try. Not bad, huh?
I can't do impression.
Yoda / Grover.
It's a trap. I'm one with a force. Rebellions are built on. Oh, this is all.
Well,
I do like number 10. I find your lack of faith disturbing. No, that was Darth Vader.
Oh.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
There you go.
How was that?
Pretty good.
So like I'm either Darth Vader or I've become a two-pack-a-day guy. What else is trending?
John Goodman. Excuse me if I cough. I got a piece of oatmeal sitting right in the back left of my throat right now. John Goodman got serious about his health back in 2007.
Wait a minute. We heard from Jonathan, our Star Wars fan.
What'd he say?
He says all Star Wars quotes are memorable.
Get a life, nerd.
God, we love you, Jonathan, and we don't care who knows. All right, what else?
John Goodman, he's skinny now. He's lost 2,000 pounds, I guess back in 07, 200 pounds.
2,000 pounds? He lost
He was really big. So anyway, he was at 400 pounds. Now he's down to 200.
He got up to 400?
That's what he's saying, yeah, back in 2007. I watched a little bit of the Roseanne or the Conners reboot, you know, and he's getting... You know, skinnier on that TV show. Now he's really, really down there. There's some pictures of him coming out this morning where he's like in a suit and, you know, he turns sideways and, oh my God, he's super skinny. He's been doing the Mediterranean style diet, which is fish, olive oil, nuts, fruits, vegetables. Mm-hmm. And he's doing something like 12,000 steps a day. And he's like, you know what? I'm getting older. I need to really start focusing on my health. And he's thin and it's unsettling. I understand he's doing this for his health. I understand, but I don't like skinny John Goodman. I mean, he's always been big, jolly John Goodman on Roseanne. I like him as Big John in The Big Lebowski. You know, have you seen the pictures of him? Look him up.
Today's his birthday.
Oh.
Today's his birthday. He turned 71 today. Yeah, it's going to be harder to shed the pounds when you're 71.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I want him to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just for years and years, you know, you build your character on your weight a little bit, you know, and when that drops, you're just like, oh, well, it's not the same. I don't know why I feel that way. I'm happy that he's lost a lot of weight, though.
I'm looking at one photo, and it...
What?
I'm with you.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis did the same thing.
Where he doesn't look
right now. You know, I miss Big John Goodman. Anyway, like Zach Galifianakis did the same thing where he was like big chubby Zach, and you know that's kind of his character. And then he got really thin, and it was like, I don't like him as much now. I don't know what it is.
Huh.
Here's some news talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce. They are selling some items. Well, it's a salvage company. Selling items from a home that Jay-Z and Beyonce rented back in 2015. And it includes a bidet. So if you're dying to get some memorabilia, the current bid is $2,400 for a device that they used to clean themselves.
God.
If you truly are a super fan. So that's going on. There's a hack this morning that could wake you up if you're trying to cut out the caffeine a little bit, or maybe in the middle of the day instead of grabbing that cup of coffee or a rock star or something. Some neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco, is saying just stick your head in the freezer. It offers a more immediate boost of energy, and it's not going to mess with your bedtime. They say the reasons are fairly obvious. It's you're just shocking your body to kind of wake up a little bit.
You know what? I read this story, but the fatal flaw, as far as I'm concerned, is these people are clearly not married to Gretchen, because there is no room in our freezer for me to stick my
stacked
head
up.
You ever open up your freezer and you're like, what is all of this?
A lot of frozen waffles and chicken nuggets.
It's just frozen everything. I mean, you can't fit anything in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so stick your head in the freezer.
The brief shock of cold activates your arousal system.
Who was it, Paul Newman? Used to fill up a sink with water and put big chunks of ice in there.
Yeah.
And then he would dunk his head down in the sink of ice water.
I keep reading more and more things about how you should be doing the ice baths, like once a day, where you get into an ice bath and it just...
Forget it.
Screw that, right?
I'm not doing that.
At all. Real quick, this is pretty cool. A hotel in Missouri is doing a solid. They're honoring gift certificates from 40 years ago. It was the Muehlbach Hotel back in 83, and they had a deal for newlyweds. If you stayed for your honeymoon, you could come back for your anniversary anytime in the future and pay the same rate for a room, which was $38 a night. Well, Marriott owns it now, and, you know, rooms now, $200, $250. So this guy named Tim O'Brien was flipping through his wedding album, and he found that certificate.
Aw.
And he knew that his 40th anniversary was coming up in June, so they'll be staying there for $38. They're going to honor the gift certificate.
That's excellent.
That's like a feel-good story, right?
It is.
Oh, Marriott. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link. It's coming from the Food Network. They posted a list of the most over-the-top desserts that you can find in all 50 states.
Oh.
Like
it's Colorado's.
Like Nutella S'mores French Toast Tower in Connecticut. It's a tower of French toast.
Would not be mad at that.
Colorado's is lame. It's glow-in-the-dark cotton candy.
Oh, stupid.
Maine had lobster ice cream, though. Check them out and look at the pictures of these crazy things that are on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.